Well, there was a brand new pastor who came to town, so one of his first duties was to go around to visit all his parishioners, and his goal was to knock on the house of each family. So all was going very well until he came to the house of the Jones family. He knocked on the door, and it was obvious someone was inside, but no one came to the door. So the pastor took out his business card, and on the back of it, he wrote a quote from the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And then he wrote out what it said. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to visit him. And then he stuck it in the door. Well, the following Sunday, that same business card was in the collection basket. And the person had written, Genesis chapter 3, verse 10. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. Well, Advent is all about being prepared for when the Lord knocks on our door. And whenever that may be, it could be at his second coming when the Lord comes again to judge the living and the dead. Or it could be our own individual second coming, which is we call the hour of our death. But whenever the Lord knocks on our door, we should be ready. And that's what Advent is all about. Advent is 4 weeks of spiritual preparation to prepare our hearts again to celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is 4 weeks, as you see from the four candles on the Advent wreath. Each of those weeks represents 1,000 years, the 4,000 years that the Jewish people waited for the coming of their Messiah. And so we enter into a period of 4 weeks in which we spend extra time in prayer, works of charity, generosity, and growing closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what are some of the practical things that we can do during this Advent season? Well, the homework I'd like to give you is, first of all, to go see a movie. And you know, when Hollywood produces a good Christian movie, we should all go see it. And this one is excellent, just came out about a week ago. It's called The Christmas Candle. I know some of you have already seen it. I got some nice emails from you already. It's a very powerful movie, very well done, all about Advent and Christmas. And it's about faith and about miracles. Again, it's called The Christmas Candle. The closest place it's playing is down the road in Sterling, so you have to go a few miles, not too far, to see it. So try to see it in the next week or two, because we want to make sure it stays in the theaters. Again, whenever Hollywood comes out with a good family value Christian movie, we need to see it, and you'll be truly enriched after you see this movie. Now, during Advent, it's also a time in which we should spend a few extra moments every day in prayer and silence. It'll be a very busy, very hectic time, but try to spend at least 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, whatever you can give, to some extra quiet time and prayer time, to just listen to the Lord and open your heart to receive Him with joy at Christmas. One of the most beautiful prayers, my favorite prayer, of course, is the Rosary. And years ago, I started the practice of saying the joyful mysteries every day during Advent. Beginning today until Christmas, every day I meditate upon the joyful mysteries each day. And I think you'll find it beneficial as well, because when you meditate upon those mysteries of the Rosary, the joyful mysteries are all about the birth of Christ. The Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, so it can keep that spirit alive every day. Now, one of the greatest things you can do during Advent is to try to go to an extra Mass, maybe during the week, a daily Mass. The daily Masses are very beautiful, very quiet. They're very short. There's only about 25 or 30 minutes. But by going to Mass during the week, it can really enrich your spiritual life. Because it'll feed your soul with the liturgy of the word through sacred scripture. And during Advent, we read from the prophet Isaiah, the infancy narratives from Luke and Matthew. But then we nourish our souls with the bread of life, with Jesus' true presence, in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. What better way to prepare for Christmas than to receive the Christ child every day, or as often as we can during the Advent season? And of course, going to confession during Advent is very important. All of us should make a good confession during Advent, either on Saturday afternoons or Monday mornings, Monday afternoons, like we always have confessions throughout the year. We'll have a penance service where we'll bring in about a dozen visiting priests. So take advantage of those opportunities. Another thing we should try to do is to use some of the Advent traditions that the church gives us. For example, the Advent calendar is a great way to every day read a little passage from Scripture. The Advent wreath, many families have that in their home. And there's a great teaching that can be done for the children, because when you light that candle every week, the light each week grows stronger and stronger, because Jesus, the light of the world, is coming into the world. The wreath is in a circle, which represents eternity, God's eternal love for us. The evergreen, again, represents the eternity. Then the colors of the purple represent preparation and doing some penance and growing in our prayer life. The rose-colored represents joy that we celebrate during the Advent season. Then there's also, of course, people have Christmas trees. If you can read about the origin of the Christmas tree, it began in Germany. They would, not only is Germany famous for the Passion plays, but it's famous for the Paradise plays as well, where they would teach people the story of Adam and Eve and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then that's where our first parents lost God's grace, but then Jesus came to die on the tree of the cross. And so the Christmas tree does represent the tree in the Garden of Eden, but as well as the tree of the cross, which was our salvation. And in fact, the ornaments are a replacement for when they used to put apples on the tree, again, to remind you of the story of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. Those are now replaced by beautiful ornaments. Something that the kids enjoy, of course, during this time of year is candy canes. And candy canes, again, were a Christian origin, because it's shaped like the letter J for Jesus. And then it's also shaped like the shepherd's staff. And that's also a reminder of when the shepherds came and worshiped the Christ child. The white of the candy cane represents the sinlessness and the purity of the Christ child, and the red, the passion that he would undergo for our salvation. And the hardness of the candy cane reminds us of the firmness of God's promises, that God will always be faithful to his promises. So these are just some of the little things that we can use to teach the children during this Advent season. And lastly, I would recommend that we do some act of charity, some act of kindness, some act of generosity towards a needy person or a needy family. Perhaps we could go into our closets and take some of the clothes that we no longer need, no longer wear, and donate them for those who are struggling, families that need clothing or coats during this time of year. So do something like that. Maybe buy a gift or a present or a toy for a needy child. You can do this through some of the local organizations or through the House of Mercy in Manassas. They're collecting toys for thousands of children this coming year, or clothing or other things that you can give to do an act of generosity towards someone in need. So these are just some practical suggestions. I hope we can maybe take one or two of these and implement them and grow closer to the Lord during this Advent season. Because one day the Lord will knock on our door, and we need to be ready to welcome him in.